Lige. Lige, honey, what's worrying you?
Nothing, Grandma. Ain't nothing worrying me.
You're thinking about them beans, ain't you?
Yeah. Sing a little of that song for me, will you, Grandma? Things won't seem so bad.
All right, Lige. Rock of ages, cleft for me.
The Columbia Workshop presents A Crop of Beans by Marjorie Kinnan Rawlings, author of the famous book, The Yearling. The story has been adapted for radio by Draper Lewis.
From my wounded side which glows, be of sin the double cure. Oh, Lige, I hate to see you wearing so. You get them beans in for the frost, I know you will.
Yeah, last year there was flooding, this year there's going to be frost. I'll bet the widow Sellers done put a conjure on my bean field.
Hush, you shouldn't ought to speak of her that way. She's been mighty nice to us. Puts food in our mouths, gives us clothes and a home.
She's a penny pinching devil. She knows as long as I ain't got no bean crop, I got to work for her. And she likes her cracking a whip over my head.
Lige, you hadn't ought to speak that way. Tainter says this year ought to be pretty good. Says his beans is looking mighty fine, like.
His beans ain't mighty better than mine. Parts of them is plumb sorry looking.
They're early, ain't they?
Well, just a week. But if the frost gets mine, they get his too.
What you gonna do with all the money you get when the bean crop comes through, Lige?
First, I'm gonna tell that widow seller that I'm finished bending my back for a measly $6 a week, and then I'm gonna break every tool she's got and laugh when
she's... Lige, hush up. We're almost at the widow's house. Wanted to hear you.
I don't care if she does.
Lies. Lies, please don't make a fuss.
I don't make no fuss, girl.
Lies, Kittredge, 10:30. Where you been, you weather good for nothing?
I'm coming with her, Sellers. She-cat. Pure sneaking cat, that's all she is.
Hush, Lies.
Sits there on the front porch like a turkey hawk sitting on a rock. I'd like to...
Lies!
Yeah, Bessie, old woman. Grandma's been cutting cane with me all afternoon. And who'll pay for it? Not you. I'll be hornswoggled if you ain't the meanest white woman in the country. Now, you listen to me, you old buzzard.
Shut up and sit down, Lige Hendricks. Sit yourself down on the steps, Grandma. Just cleaning up feet off them.
Thank you kindly.
Sure. Ain't you sick of keeping Grandma hanging around where you can look at all day?
Huh?
I ain't done laughing the way you began courting her like you was a hunting a squirrel going across an oak thicket.
Is that so?
Yeah. How many years ago was it? Two, three? Anyway, it's long enough to get you a couple of young'uns. Ain't you sick of looking at her yet?
Dog take it. You ain't fitting a fish in the same creek alongside of her. Venna, move off and stoop away from her. With the sellers, you ought to study on saying this. She's sick of looking at me, a poor, sorry thing like me, to get a woman as good as Venna. Yeah, that's what.
Now you and me agree for one, Miss Gentry. A poor, sorry thing like you. Now you're talking.
Oh, go to the devil.
The way you two carry on. Ain't never seen such joking in all my days. First thing you was plumb crazy if they passed by.
We quarreled because we've got something to quarrel about. There ain't a hired man in this state what's getting $6 a week and then getting time off every afternoon to tend to his old bean crop.
Yeah, and ain't many men who work as hard as I do for a crumb of $6.
Sure you work hard, bless Katie. All you know is to work. You don't know nothing else. You got no sense.
You wait till my beans get top price. You say I got sense.
You got Davis wax, huh? Them newfangled ones?
Yes, ma'am.
They're pretty, but they ain't got no flavor. You won't never make you no crop. Last year they was washed away, and the year before that was the blight.
I'm getting me a bean crop this year.
What about frost?
Won't be frost for another week.
Well, it was frost last night.
You call that frost? My beans popped up another half inch.
Oh, you and your beans. Yeah, you think more of that than anything else in the world.
The first crop of beans I make, you see the last of me, old woman.
You'll be white-headed as me and still proud to take my rations money. Lies! Lige, where you going?
Just take a squint in my crop.
Well, you take a good look. They won't be there in the morning.
No need to holler. You got a voice like a limpkin.
Limpkin? That gratified crane which screeches like a wildcat?
You said it, old woman.
Ain't he the biggity thing?
Ain't biggity. Just terrible prideful. He shot a tillyhawk a ways back, just the kind of old man Tainter was a driving behind us. He figures he's as good as every man to shoot his shells reckless like.
Got a hard head, Drenna. He knows as good as I do that we'll get a heavy frost tonight. We can't miss it. Whole state of Texas is a-breathing cold on us. Florida don't make none of her own troubles. Wind from the south and cold from Texas. You better say goodbye to them beans today while they is pretty.
I hate to think of him losing. He wants a good crop of beans so bad.
Well, he's got you, girl. Yes, he's got you, and he's got himself a saint. Don't you worry. He'll be all right.
You've been plumb kind to us with us, Sam.
Oh, don't mind when Lige and I get to quarreling. I'm an old woman. There's much in life I enjoy. But I do like to be lying about you.
I don't mind. There's no harm to neither one of you. I don't mind when either one or t'other of you gets rare.
Well, I know you don't, child. Well, now, get along home. Tell that good-for-nothing husband of yours to get here early in the morning. There's a lot of work to be done. Get along home. It's getting late.
Get me a crop of beans. Oh, wait and see. I'll get me a crop of beans, all right.
Lige.
I'll get me a crop of beans this year. Yes, this year I'll get me a crop, all right.
Lige.
I'll get
Lige, me... wake up. Oh.
What? What you doing?
You've been sitting in your chair sound asleep. And you've been dreaming bad.
Oh, guess you play that music made me sleepy, didn't I?
Yes, Lige. What's wrong, Lige, honey? What's worrying you?
Honey. Been 3 years now. Crops all been bare.
Wasn't your fault, Lige.
Then you want I should give them up and go to work steady for the widow seller? She offered to give me $10 a week again today. Then she may be right. Maybe I'll never get me a decent crop of beans.
Oh, you will. I know you will.
If the frost comes early this time, we won't have nothing to eat this winter.
We'll get along.
Remember a year back when we saved them 20 hampers? You should have taken that money and bought us something new. I spent it on beans for seed.
You need them beans.
Blight ate that 4 acres overnight.
Don't worry. Ain't no blight now.
Tina says there's going to be a frost most any night.
Never you mind what he says.
4 acres on that hummock again. 4 acres are nicest beans you ever done seen. But, Grenna, the frost...
Well, there'll be plenty of wood to burn to fend off the frost.
Sugar, there ain't many men that could be as lucky as me. There ain't many men at all.
Oh, stop carrying on, Lige Gentry.
Grenna, I ain't a hand at praying. I never learned how in the shooter, but... I was thinking of maybe you play the piece, what that piece you always play when things go wrong.
Rock of Ages?
Yeah, Rock of Ages. Something to lean on when you're having trouble. Vinna, play it for me.
Well, we might wake the young.
Oh, you can play it real softly. Please, Vinna.
All right, Lige.
Jenna, you sure look mighty pretty sitting there in the firelight. Maybe like an angel.
What do you know about angels?
Nothing, I guess.
Lige, listen.
Someone's riding hard.
It's coming this way.
What did anybody be coming this way for? Ain't nobody interested in us.
He's at the bend of the road. Lige, stand close to me.
Now, look here, Fanny. You ain't frightened.
Hoofbeats in the night,
beaten down an empty road? Something's wrong, Lige. Something's the matter for sure.
Now, stop fretting, Granny. Ain't nothing wrong.
He's almost here.
You stay there by the fire, man. I'll see who it is.
Lige.
Everything's all right now. You just sit there by the fire and play that piece again, will you?
All right, Lige.
That's a good girl. Ain't nothing to be scared of, honey. Who is it?
It's me, Tater.
Oh. Evening, Tater. Come on in.
I can't stop that long. Lige, you got bad news.
Bad news?
There's a storm rolling in from the west. A fella down Dukesbury way calls me long distance not 10 minutes ago.
Storm?
There's a frost rolling in from Texas.
Frost?
Lige.
I gotta be riding. Have to fire tonight, sure. I don't figure it'll do mighty good to burn wood, but I'm gonna try. I just thought I'd stop off and tell you.
Thanks, Tina.
Good night, Lige.
Good night, Tina. Frost. Frost rolling in from Texas.
Who? Who, Lige?
Dana, you ain't one to cry.
I know I ain't. It's just...
Well, we ain't got time to sit and grieve. We got to get out there and save them beans. We got to save that crop.
We ain't got much wood, Lige.
I'm going to save that crop of beans if I have to burn up the whole house shingle by shingle.
Oh, Lige. You was plump crazy.
I know. Come on. Come on, let's get started. Bring the lamp, Drenner. We can touch off them fires that's already set and then come back for more wood.
Lige, if we save the crop, can I have me a new dress? Maybe a red one?
If when we save this crop, you can have the whole darn store. Yes, sir, the whole darn store. Dana! Dana, throw some more smudge on that fire!
Yes, Lige.
You got much wood left, Dana?
It's all gone, Lige.
All gone? Oh. Then that's no good. We can't keep back that frost without fire.
You can see Tainter smudges from here. Look kind of like big black clouds.
Yeah, if I only had the wood.
Remember when we planted? Weren't so long ago. The robins and bluebirds was moving north.
Yeah, we planted too late.
If we had something to cover them little plants. Something warm to protect them against the frost.
Yeah, protect them. Cover. We do, Dreamer. We got something to cover them with. Ain't a reason in the world why we can't cover them plants with dirt. But it'll have to be done by hand.
4 acres, Lige?
Well, what we can cover is better than nothing.
Let's try, Lige.
All right, Dreamer. With you helping me, it won't be so hard. You take the lantern down that row. I'll cover the plants by the fence.
Nobody but you'd be fool enough to scratch dirt over 4 acres of beans and then scratch them out again.
I told you I'd get me a crop of beans.
You're plain church, Lige.
Old woman, don't you wish you had you a real man like me to make your crops when nobody else couldn't make them?
You certainly beat everyone this time. Ain't another crop in the state that's ready for picking. And here you got all them embers picking ready to go.
Yes, sir, and I can do it again, too.
Well, go ahead. Stick out your chest like an old rooster. Go on, crow.
Put them baskets down over there.
If it weren't for Drenna, I bet you'd never done it.
Well, I told you she's a good woman.
Well, they don't come no better.
I make 415 apples ready. Mind you, don't crush them, pack them up crazy.
Shipping house in New York, give us $9 a camper.
That's the biggest price I ever heard.
Looks like I ain't going to be working for you no more.
Yeah, it's that way. Come on, Ben, it's paying off the last of the pickers. Let's see what we can do to help.
That's $5 I owe you. Here they are. Thank you kindly.
Thank you, Miss Gentry.
Captain Gentry, you got any water around here?
I'm plumb dried out.
Well, back of the house. Help yourself.
Thank you.
How's it coming, Jenna?
Just about finished, Lige.
Yeah, you done a nice job. Couldn't have them pickers better myself.
Oh, they ain't hard to handle, if you can pay them.
What you figure you're going to clear?
Well, ain't been able to get an exact figure yet. Them crates has got to be paid for in the fancy red hamper. But it should be close to $1,500.
$1,500? Lige, you put that money in the bank.
I hope to tell you, the whole $1,500 minus about $50.
What for, Lige?
Drenna, if I ain't fitting tomorrow, you get the ice truck to take you to Pondland and open up one of them accounts. We ain't taking no chances on hiding that money around the house where some sneaking thief can find it.
Lige, what are you fixing to do?
Well, sugar, I'm fixing to get so drunk you'll be ashamed of me all year. But I've got to do it, and you've got to put up with it. Yes, sir, I'm fixing to get plenty drunk.
Yahoo! Lige, don't go on that way.
Oh, let him go, Drenner. He's got a right to get himself a snootful. Let him go. Let him wash that crop of beans out of his heart. Let him forget. He's got a right.
Yeah, he's got a right.
Good morning, ma'am. Can I help you?
I'd like to open me a savings account.
Yeah?
I want one of them books with it all written in how much I got, and I need one of them books with paper in that lets me get out money when I need it.
I see, ma'am. How much would you like to deposit?
What's that?
Well, you have to have a certain amount of money to open an account, ma'am.
How much is that?
Well, I think you could open one for, well, about $10.
I got $1,434.
What?
Here it is. Not all can cash, but them checks is good.
Mr. Casey.
Yes?
Mr. Casey, would you come here, please?
Yes. What is it, Jasper?
This lady would like to open an account.
Oh, that's fine. Of course, madam, you understand that you have to have a certain amount of money to...
She wants to deposit $1,434.
Well, I see. That's quite a sum, but I think we can handle it. Jasper, let me have the necessary blanks.
Yes, sir.
This is certainly a beautiful bank. It's so clean-like and quiet. Makes you think you was in a church.
Here you are, Mrs. Gentry. Now, if you'll just sign this paper, please.
We got us a crop of beans. Yes, sir. This year we got us a crop of beans.
Crop of beans? Oh, yes, I see. And now, if you'll just sign up. On this line, please.
That's all I have to do?
That's all. Thank you. That's fine.
If you don't mind, I'd like to keep out a little money for myself.
That's perfectly all right. About how much would you like?
I'd like $50.
Fine. Jasper, let me have $50, please.
Yes, sir.
He's a nice boy.
Oh, yes. Very efficient. Now, Mrs. Gentry, here's your bank book, the checkbook.
And... Here you are, Mr. Casey.
And here's your $50.
I never had so much money before.
Well, you'd better put it in your pocketbook and be sure you don't lose it.
$50. Here's what Lige's taken.
Well, I guess that's all we can do for you. Now, you come in and see us again soon.
I certainly will. There's one thing I'd like to ask you.
Yes?
What's the best store here in town? I have to get me a new dress. A real good one.
Well, why don't you try the shop just across the street from the bank? My wife buys all her clothes there. I think it's called the Brown Shop. Just ask for Miss Brown.
Thank you. $50. All for myself. I can buy me a new dress, and new shoes, most anything I want. And with all that money in the bank, we can get us a new house and... maybe a little piece of land, all our own. And I gotta get the kids something. Maybe some candy. And a couple of toys or something.
Howdy-do, is there something I can show you?
Why, I'd like to see Miss Brown, please.
Well, she's busy right now, but I'll tell her.
That's a mighty pretty green dress in the window. How much is it?
Oh, I think it's $35. Miss Brown will know the exact price.
Thank you. I don't mind waiting.
All right. Please excuse me.
Oh, Miss Johnson, you look pretty young on that dress.
$35. Then with new shoes and a new hat and maybe real silk stockings and something for the kids. Should take the whole 50. But Liza's drinking his 50.
She's a penny-pinching old devil. She knows as long as I ain't got no bean crop, I gotta work for her, and she likes to crack a whip over my head.
Work for me steady, Lige Gentry, and I give you $10 a week.
I keep thinking about them beans, Jenna.
Drenna's like to go without food. You wasting your money on beans.
I'll get me a crop of beans.
You've lost beans 3 seasons in succession. Rain and cold and blight.
There's a frost rolling in from Texas.
Frost from Texas.
Burning wood won't do no good.
We'll cover them with dirt.
Nobody but you'd be fool enough to scratch dirt over 4 acres of beans and then stretch them out again.
I told you I'd get me a crop of beans.
150 crates.
I ain't working for you no more, widow sellers.
$1,500.
I got me a crop of beans, Jenna. Yes, sir, I got me a crop of beans.
Can I help you? Pardon me. I'm Miss Brown.
Oh, what did you say?
The sales girl said you asked to speak to me. I'm Miss Brown.
Miss Brown?
She said it was in connection with the green dress in the window. I'm sure you would look very nice in it.
I don't want the dress.
Well, perhaps there's something else in the shop that... Madam, wait a minute. Have I said something that... Well, how do you like that? Just picked up a bag and beat it out like a scared rabbit. Well, you can never tell about these country people. Oh, Miss Smith, you look 10 years younger than that dress. It's a wonderful new eye.
Rock of ages, cleanse for me. Let me hide myself in thee. Let thy water and thy flood, O Lash, Lash, come home. I'm scared. Lash, where are you?
Who's there? Lash!
Evening, Shorter. I sure done my job.
Oh, Lash.
Go on, say it, Brenna. I got it coming. The old man's disgraced you, like I said it was. My job, tell you, it was fine. Just to turn that old quart bottle cup side down and let it drip.
Oh, Lige, you better come in and shut the door.
Yeah. I ain't as drunk as I was. Been sleeping by the road.
Lige, sit down, honey.
Oh, that feels good.
Let me take off your shoes for you.
Guess what, Jenna? When I was lying there by the road, I heard a bird singing right up over my head. I look up, and there was a whippoorwill sitting on a branch, grinning down on me.
Lift your foot up so I can get your shoe off. Mm.
Yeah, and that whippoorwill, he looks a plumb smart. I had to chuck a stone at him. He just hopped down onto the ground and beat it off into the bushes. And it was quiet. Quiet so as I could sleep. Jenny, you should have put out the lamp before you took off them shoes. Now look at them feet. I got to wash them before I go to bed.
I'll get a basin.
What'd you do in town?
Don't talk so loud. You want to wake them, too?
Oh. What'd you do in town?
Here. Wash your dirty feet. Hmm. I put that money in the bank.
That all?
Stop talking and wash your feet. Hmm.
Let me have that cloth.
Lige, you spent all the money?
Yeah, afraid so. But there's plenty more left.
Yeah, lots.
You get your new dress like I told you to?
Well, I...
Jenna. What's the matter? Honey, you ain't ailing.
Lige.
You're so white.
There's someone coming on horseback.
Well?
Last time I heard them hoofbeats, it was trouble riding down the road. Trouble coming to us.
Can't be no trouble now. Beans is in, money's in the bank.
I guess I'm being silly. Maybe one of the folks coming to see us.
Sure, you and me's important people. Deacon even paid his call.
Lass, go open the door. See who it is.
Here. John Tanner.
Tanner? Where's he wrong?
Lass.
Tanner, what's the matter?
The phone man bank closed down.
What?
Fella called in from New York no more than now after Miss Gentry put her money in. Everybody's got caught. I'm off to tell the Philbin. I'd like to get my hands on that Casey. He knew it was coming, I bet. I gotta get going. Thank bet you wish you got twice as drunk, Lige.
Oh, God.
Lige, come in and close the door. It's getting mighty cold.
Bank, close down.
Lige, here's a cup of coffee for you. It ain't got no sugar in it. That's the way you like it.
Yeah. Thanks, Jenna.
I remember Pa saying, nothing ain't safe nor soft and excusing an iron pot or dinner. We're deep in a place where no one can find it.
It's all gone. It's all gone! I'll kill somebody for this. I'm going to get that shotgun. I'm going to fill his belly full of buckshot. That guy's going to pay.
Lige, you mustn't talk like that. It ain't like you.
You work. You're slaving a cold night, and you get out there and you build fires, gather leaves to make them smoke. You burn your heart out for a crop of beans. You even cover them with earth. 4 acres of beans covered with dirt. You work till you can't stand up straight because your back's too stiff from bending over. Then it ain't right, it ain't right, I tell you. I'm going to kill him.
No, no.
I'm going to make him pay for losing
his money. Lige, stop. It ain't Mr. Casey's fault. You ain't one to kill someone that ain't done nothing. Lige, you love me, don't you?
Yes, I love you.
Then you gotta put down that gun. Put it down, Lige. Yes.
Oh, yes. What did it become of us? We ain't got no food. We ain't got no money. We ain't got nothing.
Lige, look.
$25, $40, $50. Venner.
Reckon I was just led to keep it out of the cash money. It'll get a seed for a full crop.
But, Drenna, all that other money gone like as if it was stole.
But don't study that way, Lige. I figure we just lost us another bean crop.
Yeah. Just lost us another crop of beans.
You have been listening to the Columbia Workshops presentation of the short story A Crop of Beans by Marjorie Kennan Rawlings, author of The Yearling. The story was adapted for radio by Draper Lewis, and the production was directed by Guy Della Chaffa. The cast included Linda Watkins as Drenna, Ted DeCoursier as Lige, Agnes Moorhead as Widow Sellers, Bartlett Robinson as Tainter, Dick Gordon as Casey, the bank manager, William Quinn as the bank clerk, Fannie Mae Baldridge as Miss Brown, and Frances Cheney as the sales girl. Next Sunday at this same time, the workshop will present Wings for an Eagle, an original radio play by A.M. Sullivan, president of the Poetry Society of America. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.